This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Amy.
Hello, Scott.
Now, I got your email.
Yeah.
Tell us what it said.
Do you remember that song, Backdoor Love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Why?
Because you promised to make it into a hit record. Do you remember?
Yeah, I did. That was ages ago.
I know. So for some reason, me and my friend was talking about it last night and just remembered it.
What was his name? What was his name?
Was it Eric somebody?
Eric.
Eric someone.
Eric. Hang on.
Have you got it in your email?
Hang on. Eric Mount. That's it.
That's the one.
With Backdoor Love. Why were you talking about that?
I know. You know what a bottle of Pinot Grigio can do.
Yeah, I do.
The topics it can bring up.
Amy?
Yeah?
Wait there, I might be able to find it. Hang on.
Okay.
I've got it here somewhere. Hang on. Give me a sec. I found it, Amy.
Yeah.
Let me just explain, if you've not heard this before, this started off as an email from one of our listeners who works with this guy in Spain, this guy called Eric Mount. Mm. And Eric plays some gigs around various Spanish bars, but some of his songs are quite amusing. And they were sent in by one of Eric's friends. And this is the one you mean, I think, isn't it?
I'll try to get a kiss from your lips tomorrow.
This is the one you mean, isn't it?
That's the one, yeah.
I told you softly words in my sorrow.
I did promise to make him a star, didn't I?
Yeah, you've got to do it the meantime.
Our love can be seen in any other way. In an empty place with our feelings.
He's got a very unique voice, hasn't he?
And no one is stopping our backdoor love.
As good as you remember it, Amy.
Oh, he's such a smoothie.
And me, again, waiting under the willow. I'll wait for you, hidden in the lovely shadow. Our love can be seen in any other way.
There's a big chorus.
In an empty place with our feelings. No one is stopping our backdoor love. Backdoor love. Backdoor love.
Right, Amy?
Yeah?
I'm sorry I haven't made him a star. It's just something I've kind of forgotten about.
Okay.
You know, like, you just forget things?
Yeah. I can see how it was done, Scott, about him.
I made a big promise to Eric. I will track him down and we'll see how he's getting on, all right?
Okay, cool.
You big weirdo.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, this is something we did a while back, but it is one of my absolute favourites that we've ever done. And it features Chopper, if you're missing him. Right, this is the idea. There is a certain credit card company that I still get loads of emails about. And what they do is they cold call you all the time at home, asking if you want to apply for one of their cards. They send you tons and tons of rubbish through the post. Even if your credit rating is zero, they still say, please apply today. And then when you call them, they keep you on hold for absolutely ages. So we did something about it. They've wasted your time, so we wasted their time.
Hello, Paula speaking. How can I help?
Hi, you called me up the other day about your credit card.
Okay, you're a customer at the moment.
You've been calling me a lot, so I'm thinking it might just be easier if I do actually get one of your cards.
Okay, can I take your surname?
Yeah, it's Clark.
Again, how do you spell that?
It's C-L-A... J-T-K-R-L-T.
Okay, can you spell that again for me?
C-L-A... J-T-K-R-L-T.
And how do you pronounce that?
Clark.
Okay, and what's your first name?
Stephen.
Stephen, and is that with a P-H or with a V?
It's with a P-H and an L.
Right, could you spell that for me?
S-T...
Mm-hmm.
E-P-H...
Yeah.
E-N-L.
Okay, and how do you pronounce that?
Stephen.
Stephen. Okay, do you have a middle initial at all?
Yes, that's P.
P?
Yeah, P as in Robert.
Okay. Can I take your address, please?
Yeah, it's 152.
152, yeah.
Yeah, 142.
142.
132 Heartache Avenue.
132 Heartache Avenue. Is it 132, 152 or 140?
Yeah, it's 122. Do you want the flat number as well?
122 Heartache Avenue.
Yeah.
And does it have a flat number?
Sorry?
Does it have a flat number?
No, it's not a flat.
Okay, it's a house.
Yeah, yeah, it's a house, yeah.
Okay, great. And in what town?
Manchester.
Manchester. And what's the postcode?
It's M16.
Uh-huh.
O-R-A.
Okay, great. Can I take your phone number?
Yeah, 0161.
Uh-huh.
434.
434.
5-her-her-1.
5.
434.
434.
5-her-her-1.
5-0-0-1.
5-her-her-1.
Sorry, I think it might be a bad line. Could you just repeat that number for me one more time?
I tell you what, shall I just pick up a different phone in the office and see if that line's any better?
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
All right, hang on a second.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Hello, can I help you?
I was just speaking to Mr. Clark.
Sorry, who was that?
Mr. Clark.
No, you've come back through to reception, I'm afraid. If you just hang on a second, I'll try and find Mr. Clark for you. Hang on.
Okay.
No, I'm not seeing Mr. Clark on my system. Can you spell that for me?
Yeah, it's C-L-A-J-T-K-R-T.
Right, and you're pronouncing that Clark, right?
Yeah, and that's how he spelled it.
Okay, and what's his first name?
Stephen.
Stephen, okay. And is that with a PH or a V?
It's with a PH and it has an L on the end.
Are you having a bit of a joke here?
No. That's how he spelled it.
I'm sorry.
I'm speaking to him now, I'm sorry.
You must be having a laugh.
No, I was just speaking to him and I was put on hold and now I'm speaking to you.
Right.
Is there nobody there with a name, Mr. Clark?
I can't, not coming up on the system spot like that. You're trying to be funny, aren't you?
Pardon?
Is this Radio 1 or something? Listen, I'm really, really sorry, but I think you're having a laugh with me here, and I'm going to put the phone down to you now. Goodbye.
I'm sorry.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
That was Eric Mount. We played him a year ago on Radio 1 and promised to make him a star. We found him. He's on the phone. Eric.
Oh, how are you?
Hello, it's Scott from Radio 1. How are you?
Yes, I was having a bath at the sea. My wife has brought me the mobile and has told me that you wish to talk with me and to cross off your word.
That's right. We've not spoken to you for ages, have we, Eric?
Yes, a long time.
Must be a year or so now.
Yeah, it's almost a year, yeah.
Now, one of our listeners emailed us earlier and kind of remembered your song, Backdoor Love, and just remembered, yeah. Just kind of wondered what you were up to.
I'm singing with the elderly people, you know, we sing songs here from Spain, you know.
You're singing with elderly people?
Yeah. But it's a long time I've not, let's say about about 1 year I've not written songs in English, so I just need to know... To start again writing in the English language.
We'd really like if you could do that. Now, I did promise to make you a big star at the time, didn't I?
Yes, you told me that you had to work a little bit with that song.
Yeah, I forgot. But we're going to try and push you back out there, Eric, because we do believe in what you do.
Yeah.
Very much so. I've heard that Elton John is a big fan of Backdoor Love as well.
Yeah.
So leave it with me and I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
So you've been singing in Spanish at old people's homes?
Yes. I've been singing Spanish old people songs, because I just try to give them happiness, you know, in their lonely life that they carry away in those places.
Do they like Backdoor Love?
I have not sung that song to them, no.
You've not done that one, no?
No.
Right.
So if you give me, you just do your best, that I would like to be in that line of writing in English and start again, and just someone to hear the songs.
To give you a bit of a break, yeah?
I'll try one of these days to send you more songs.
Okay, look, Eric, I will see what I can do to make you a star, right? I'm sorry that I forgot, and I will be in touch, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Backdoor love, backdoor love, backdoor love, backdoor love.
One. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.